So yes, I'm Magda West, and I'm married to Josh West, and we've been missionaries for the past 16 years. So first of all, I would like to thank you for praying for my health. I'm not sure, maybe some of you remember that 6 years ago when I came, I was pretty sick. But I know that you prayed, and I know that other people prayed. And God healed me.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, that was God's miracle.
Yeah.
It really was. I was sick with adrenal glands. These are little glands on top of kidneys, and they were just not working. And that gives all sorts of different symptoms from not being able to really have strength, have energy for anything. So there I was with three little kids and no energy to even care for them. So that was rough. And really, really, there were days that I thought that I was going to die. And I was ready for it. Thank God I'm safe, really. And okay. But still, you think you're leaving three kids behind. And I knew Josh would find a wife. Somewhere.
I'm not sure about that. Thank God she did it.
But no, really, all the... it was really just God's miracle, and I know you guys prayed for me, and I really, really want to thank you for that. Thank you also for your faithfulness and supporting us for so many years, every month, every year, and also thank you for this surprise trip, like Brother Brian said. I wasn't expecting that, and I was ready again just to wait for Josh back home in Poland. But thank you so much, and I'm just really glory our Lord Jesus for Amen. The unspeakable gift. And Colossians 4:12, you don't have to open it, just going to read a verse. It talks about Epaphras? Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you always, laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in the will of God. And I thank you that you are the Epaphras, and that you labor fervently in prayers for us. I promised I was not going to cry, but it was just an emotional part. Hopefully it'll get better. So I'd like to share a few blessings I got from one incredible person from the Bible, and that is found in First Chronicles 7. Thank you. First Chronicles chapter 7. First Chronicles chapter 7, and from verse 20. And the sons of Ephraim, Shuthelah and Barad his son, and Tahath his son, and Elada his son, and Tahath's his son. Sorry about the pronunciation, I'm just trying. And Zabad his son, and Shuthelah his son, and Ezer and Eled, whom the men of Gath that were born in the land slew, because they came down to take away their cattle. And Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went into his wife, she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Beriah, because it went evil with his house. And his daughter was Shira, who built Beth-horon the nether, and the upper, and Uzan-Shira. So I would like to share a few blessings that I got from this little portion of the Bible, actually one verse. And that verse is 24, the 24th verse, that talks about Shira. This woman built three cities. And this is the only place in the Bible that actually talks about her and mentions her name. But it was such an incredible blessing to me, because I thought, a woman build three cities? That's pretty incredible. Wow. Back then, a woman built three cities. And so not only is this is the only place in the Bible that speaks of her, that verse is in parentheses. So it's like, oh, by the way, he had a daughter, and oh, yeah, she built three cities. That's pretty big deal, but it's in parentheses. It's only like that. So apparently the cities she built were pretty important strategic point that even King Solomon decided to fortify them, and that's in 2 Chronicles 8:5. And then also they played an important role in the Battle of Jericho. So I thought she was a pretty amazing woman. And I know that I won't ever be able to build three cities. I can't even build anything from Legos, so much less a city. But the Bible also says in Proverbs 14 that a wise woman buildeth her house.
Amen.
And her work, she has a work, reminds me what an important task it is before me as a woman to build. And I know I can build cities physically like she did, but I think I can build three things, or be a part of building three things. Number one is my family, and that's my home. And how can I do that? Well, definitely be faithful in teaching my children the God's statutes. So read a word with them, pray with them, take time in explaining and teaching. And what we've noticed in Poland also is very often women would think that, okay, well, that's the husband's job. He's supposed to take care of the spiritual leadership. He's supposed to sit and teach. He's supposed to have devotions. He's supposed to do that. Well, yes, in a sense, but if he's away at work, who's going to do it? And the Bible says, the wise woman buildeth her house. So so that's number one. Number two is building my church. I can build my church by being a church.
That's right.
By just being a church and not forsaking the assembly of the brethren. Being involved in church. So not only just being, but doing something.
Yeah.
Being visible. 1 Corinthians 14:26. I'm just going to read that verse. Hold it here. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you have a psalm, have a doctrine, have a tongue, have a revelation, have an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying.
Amen.
So I can go to church and I can just be prepared and be ready with something to do.
Yeah.
I can support my church financially, and I can have the law of kindness on my tongue.
Yes.
Number three, I can build the church of God. So just wherever I am, whether this is my place of work, whether this is my neighborhood, a playground where I go to take the kids to play, I can be always ready to give the answer of the hope that is within me. I can be a sweet savior. Thank you. I can be a sweet savor to them that perish and also to them that are saved. And I can be in the ministry of prayer if nothing else can be. Just start a prayer journal and just collect the prayers. There are a lot of prayer requests.
Yep.
So we can do that. And I can imagine that Shira, when she was building her cities, that it took a lot of time, especially back then without all the machinery and all the other equipment. It took a lot of work. It took a lot of her energy, her time. I'm sure she experienced setbacks, delays, minor and major problems, but she never quit. She saw her work finished. She built three cities. I'm sure she was exhausted, frustrated, but she laid brick upon brick and stone upon stone, and it paid off. Her work was greatly used, and it lasted throughout generations, and even the foundations of the city, when I looked it up, they are still there. So building a family, or building a church, or even preaching a gospel, it takes time, and it takes money, it takes energy, and is full of setbacks, It can be full of delays and disappointments even. It's repetitive, can be repetitive, can be tedious. And I didn't know that when I married Josh. Now I know. It's easier. Yeah, it was a good reality check. Remember, there will be problems. But we just can't quit. We just have to put that brick upon brick and that stone upon stone. So last time I came here was 6 years ago, and I came this time, and your church is full of little kids, and that's amazing. I mean, this is super, super cool. And at the same time, I know how tedious and how hard raising little kids for God can be. Every day looks the same. It seems like you do the same thing every day and over again. We have both teenagers and little kids, and with little kids it's like the same thing over and over again, the same things you do, and with the older ones, those of you who have or had teenagers, you know what I'm talking about. It's like you're trying to teach a lesson, trying to explain something, give a whole lecture, prepare Bible verses, and then 3 days later, they don't remember anything. So yeah, it could be discouraging and like, oh, again, really, will I ever get anywhere with this? And sometimes, the thing is that the devil will lie to us. And I know it can lie to us mothers. Then, you know, it's not really important to go to church. Why am I coming? I'm going to be sitting in the nursery anyway. I'm not going to get anything out of the meeting. What's the big deal? They're going to be whining again. I'll have to be going to the bathroom 5 times during the meeting. What's the reason? There is no sense in doing that. Well, there is a sense because we're building a brick upon brick. You're bringing them to church. We're bringing them to church. And we're showing that God is the center of the life.
That's right.
The same is with, for you, this mission conference is just yet another missions conference. But it's not. For me, it's just an amazing time, and we always look forward to that. Or another revival is like, oh, another revival. My schedule is going to be again messed up. I'm going to be all tired. I have to work again. I have to make extra trips. I have to do this and that. And my kids will be whining, and I won't be able to get up and wake up. And the devil has tons of excuses.
Yep.
But it's not true. Again, this is a lie. We're building a city. We're building a church. We're building our family. We're building the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
So we covet your prayers as we, next year, we're changing, well, moving to another city and leaving this church in Toruń, because we'll be like Shira again, starting from the beginning, and just our families, the two families, and starting a church. But it's a good reminder to me, and it was a good reminder to me, that woman, Shira, that... that it's all worth it because we're laboring for God. And in fact, I think it was, there is a verse in Corinthians that says that we are laborers together with God. That's amazing. And that if we won't grow weary in well-doing, we'll reap in God's timing.
Right.
Amen. I hope it was a blessing.
Amen.
Man, isn't the Lord good?
Yes,